You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It is.
Morena.
Good morning.
Morena, how are you, Hobby Goblins?
Good, thank you.
Look, it's been a real journey this past 2 weeks. Sparkle Gem Art.
In the vibe of Rogue Kmart. Can't forget that. That was a listener suggestion. For anyone new here, these are our Hobby Goblins. Every week they go learn a new hobby, which you've picked, and a vibe, which you've decided as well.
Yes, so thank you for this one. We went into it assuming that what it was, and turns out it's not what we thought it was.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we both just thought it was bedazzling things.
That's also what I thought it was.
Yeah, and then we went to Kmart and discovered when we went to go and find the gems that there are sparkle gem art kits.
Yeah,
it's a real thing.
Wow.
So sparkle gem art is essentially, imagine paint by numbers.
Except you don't get to paint, you just put tiny little bits of plastic onto tiny squares.
you get bags and bags of these tiny little plastic rocks. You get a little plastic pen and some wax, and then you dip your pen in the wax, and then you pick up the gems.
2 millimeters wide, I'd say, in diameter.
Yeah. So it's a real thing and a real hobby, and hats off to anyone who does this. Honestly, I don't
have any respect.
I get it.
I don't like it.
I've gone fully down the rabbit hole.
The sparkle gem rogue rabbit hole.
Yes.
Can you give us a bit of ASMR with that? That sounded very nice on the... Ooh, listen to that foley.
Oh, and the gems? Do you have some of the gems?
The gems that'd
be a
jiggle?
Good sound.
That one was kind of stressful.
I can't really.
That's nice. Wow, there's... Yeah, this microplastic vibes this morning.
Yeah,
for sure.
I was saying to my flatmate, these are more like macroplastics.
Maybe next week really we have to make you plant a tree or something just to balance it all out.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I think I have the most this is probably the strongest reaction I've had to one of the hobbies.
I'm not getting a super positive vibe from you, Annabelle. Yeah.
I liked it.
Callum's having a great time.
I realized that if. So mine is just fully not completed. If I were to have completed the Sparkle Gem pack.
Yeah. Hours.
I was like, I didn't do the top 10 last night so I could work on this.
Wow.
And I realized when Annabelle got home that if I wanted to complete it in time for the radio this morning, I wouldn't have been able to sleep and I would have been late by about 6 hours.
Shoot. Okay, right. So it's quite the commitment.
Huge
hobby.
Commitment. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's get into our categories.
Yes.
Starting with pride, how do you both feel about the things you've made us today? Actually, we haven't even described them yet. Let's start with Callum. What have you got in front of you?
So I've got a... 40 by 50 centimeter size sparkle gem art kit.
Oof.
And imagine a pixelated picture of a sea turtle, but then you've got a bunch of the gems kind of going left to right up the top. I've just ignored, this is my rogue.
Yep. You've just ignored the actual paint by numbers part.
I've ignored the paint by numbers part and instead have just gone one by one down the color key and just left to right, top to bottom. And I don't know how many gems I put on there, but...
Looks like quite a few hundred.
It's probably like 10 plus hours of...
Callum was doing this with a head torch. Last few days.
I've seen the photos, but it's...
It's beautiful. Okay.
Anyway, that's my effort.
So you've gone for an abstract approach to a traditional sparkle gem art. What have you got in front of you here, Annabelle?
So what I did, there's a lot of layers to this one.
Okay.
So we went to... Excuse me. So we went to Kmart and when Callum bought his sparkle gem art, I asked if I could take his bag. And I thought that the Kmart bags would actually have the Kmart logo on them like they did when I was a child.
Yeah.
But they simply don't. And so I kind of reimagined the Kmart bags of my childhood.
Wow.
And got sparkly.
Quite beautiful, that one.
Thanks, Rachel.
Nice. Also, at this juncture, we should say this is not sponsored by Kmart at all. This
imagine. Imagine.
Okay, do Kmart pay for any ads on BFM?
They simply don't.
Get stuffed, Kmart.
We've got a pink K, though. You've gone for a slightly different colour palette.
Yeah,
here.
Well, I couldn't find any red.
Because yes. Callum was hoarding them all for the coral on his seascape.
No, because these are very different.
The mat is adhesive.
The gems are just plastic.
Are just
bits.
Shit. It's just little plastic.
Yeah. Whereas I went to Look Sharp and I bought some sticky diamantes. And I assume that this is maybe what people buy for like a gender reveal party or something. Because it's like baby pink, baby blue, sparkles.
Wow.
That's what I was using.
We're really tapping into some wild parts of humanity this morning.
Yeah, I just want to also point out I used an embroidery hoop in order to stretch out the plastic.
Which you've left on.
Yeah, it's part of it.
That's nice. Okay, let's get into some scores. Pride, what are you giving yourself here? How prideful are you feeling? How proud?
Two? I don't like it.
Okay, this is out of five, by the way. What have you got, Callum?
I'm very proud of my effort, but I am not proud that I didn't finish. So I'm going to give myself a 2.5.
2.5. Okay, fair enough. I believe both of you. Creativity, I'm going to give Annabelle a 3.5.
Ooh, thank you.
Because you've done your own thing here. It's beautiful. It's really thinking outside the box. And I'm going to give Callum a 2 because you did just do the thing wrong, but you did do the thing. So
thank you.
So 2 for you. Skill-wise, it seems very fiddly. Callum, I'm going to give you a 3 for the skill because that's very neat. It looks very pretty.
Thank you.
And Annabelle, I'm going to give you a 2. Because I think that you actually didn't, fit the brief this morning. Mm. You did your own thing.
Yes.
So
yeah.
skill is questionable here. But
yeah,
it
fair
is
enough.
Nice. It is nice.
Thank you.
A most important category of all is the goblin factor. Can we get a ooh from the audience? Ooh, goblin factor today.
I'm holding mine up too.
Really holding up like kids on school show and tell day.
I want to win.
Okay, goblin factor. I'm just going to go with my gut here. 3.5 Callum, 3 for Annabelle. And we're going to play a song. We're going to play a song while we count up the scores.
Yep,
Schoolmaster Stella in the corner here. You've picked us a Sparkle Horse track.
Yeah, of course.
I see what you've done there.
I love this song.
Thank you very much.
Jacob, it's time for you to wake up and accept your awards. Inside your tiny little one room, a It's time again to wake up and accept your awards. And go on smiling while your landlord is pounding on the door.
This is Sparkle Horse, see what we did there, and Danger Mouse, Jacob, featuring Jason Little. You're on Hobby Goblins on BFM Breakfast, and we're about to count up some scores. That was beautiful, thanks Annabelle.
Terrifying.
What have we got? Scores on the door, Scoremaster Stella.
We have an unprecedented tie.
Oh!
Both contestants are sitting on a 10.5.
We both lose.
Wow! Hang on a hot second here. No. So we've never had a tie on the Hobby Goblins before. It's usually been quite clearly one or the other.
Yeah.
I think it is, in case anyone hasn't worked it out already, it's actually Stella's birthday today.
Happy birthday!
So happy birthday, Stella. Your birthday present from
happy
breakfast
birthday.
Is you can...
Happy birthday, Stella.
Oh, Jesus. As a we've all lost the plot now. As a birthday present from breakfast, you can decide which one to keep as your present and which one to destroy in true Hobby Goblins fashion. What are you going to keep? I think desk drum roll, maybe, everyone? Yes?
I'm going to be keeping Annabelle's.
Because
I just really like the colour scheme, and it also, because I imagine it's a reusable bag, the bag says I'm a keeper under Kmart.
It does, yeah.
There's something Goblin Factory about that
I
enjoy.
Are you going to put this on your wall?
I actually absolutely am.
Beautiful. Congratulations,
well,
Annabelle.
Makes me...
I'll sign it.
Happy birthday, Stella.
Happy birthday, Stella.
Oh, my God.
Annabelle, you get to do the... We've got a spatula on the desk, and I think we're going to scrape off...
Are you sure?
Fucking hell.
Are you sure?
Excuse me.
That's
all right.
At this point, I understand the emotional power.
Yeah, no, okay. No. Go for it.
All right.
Okay. This is...
Hang on, let's get a...
If I had won, I would have felt obligated to finish this, but... Oh, okay. Oh.
It's kind of... They're really awkward.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a stressful noise.
This is terrible. I'm going to stop.
Wow, that's insane. Thank you very much. Congratulations, Annabelle. Commiserations, Callum.
All good.
And happy birthday, Stella.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.